Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Don Finkel, who's president of Anderson Hardwood. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us. I had to track you down on your cell phone because you're so busy, and I know you're going down the highway, but I thought it might be good to catch up with you. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is, as we look at the economic situation we're in right now, what do you see that's on the horizon for us as we look at possible recovery in the flooring market?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, there's going to be a recovery. The question is when. We see, you know, some, I guess a lot of people tell me the same thing. One week they think it's here, and the next week they think it's not. But we see, you know, gradual improvement. So I think, you know, as we get into 2010, I don't really think it's going to be too much in 2009. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see it start to improve.
You know, from my perspective, there's things working for us and things working against us. There's, if you look at interest rates and you look at the number of existing homes in inventory, those are all positive. You look at the depressed housing values, that's all positive. But then you look at the American savings rate, which is taken off, and you look at the uncertainty with a lot of people as to whether or not their job is secure long term. So it's really hard to predict what's going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got some on the positive side and some on the negative. I think the job situation and people feeling secure about their employment probably has more to do, you know, with our business than anything else. Mm-hmm. Because people don't make big purchases like flooring, you know, when they're concerned about, you know, keeping their job.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, supposed to go higher. I think it'll start to level off, and I guess it's not gone quite as high as fast as they had predicted. So those are all, I think, on the positive side.
Right, right. Well, listen, I was talking to Buddy Bell at Shaw Industries the other day. He and I are working on a little project for our November issue, and he told me they'd just gotten some research back, consumer research, and they had asked the question about what's the most preferred flooring category, and once again hardwood hit the number one spot. So that's got to be good for your business long term. I was going to ask you, when you start look at the, we've coined this phrase, the post extravagant era, the today's consumer now is a little more conservative. They're probably not going to be building as many McMansions as they used to. How do you think that's going to affect the hardwood market?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that you have this I'm going to call it bracket creep, or you know, price point creep, mm-hmm. where people are moving down. But I really think that's temporary because of the, you know, the severity of our downturn. And I think that people still like wood floors. And I think if you start looking at long-term value, which is what I think people are going to, consumers are going to do, they're going to shop a little harder. They're going to be a little more deliberate in their decision. But if you're talking about long-term value, I think wood does well there. Mm-hmm. Wood lasts, you know, a long, long time, much longer than, you know, most other, you know, competitive floor covering. So I really don't see, you know, the fact that people are going to be a little tighter. I see that playing into wood rather than against it.
I think Americans still want luxury items. They may do smaller spaces. They might do one little project at a time, but I think they're willing to invest in products that continue to look rich.
I agree with that.
Well, let's get into your business. I know recently you added a finishing line in your Clinton, South Carolina plant. Tell me what that means to your business.
Well, we had a fire almost 3 years ago now, in October of 2006, and didn't lose our finishing line. We lost the part of the plant that kind of brought it up to milling and finishing. So we have now completed rebuilding the entire plant. We didn't build it on the same site. We built it down the street where we already had a large empty building, manufacturing building. And the last part of that was to put in a brand new finishing line. And that line has started up and is running great. We're setting records, you know, every week on production. And it's a general move by Anderson to be more competitive on the base grade type product. Still, you know, Anderson's bread and butter has been higher end products. But I do believe that there's an opportunity for some higher styled base grade type products. And so that's what we're looking to do. And that line is doing really well. We're just tickled with it.
That's good. And like a lot of new types of equipment, I think this line is faster and maybe less expensive to run, right?
Yeah, so it's more efficient labor-wise.
Yeah.
and it produces more product, has less variation. And of course, in manufacturing, especially when you're dealing with wood, you know, variation is the enemy of quality.
Right.
So there's a lot built into it that will make our a better quality product, even though, you know, I think Anders has done pretty well at that in the past. And we certainly don't want to trade that, you know, for more product. We still want to maintain our quality story and performance.
I know at Surfaces this year you launched a line of products called Exotic Impressions, which gave the look of an import, but were actually made out of domestically sourced products. How's that product line doing for you?
That product line has done very well, and it continues to grow, and we're getting ready to add some more products to it, some other species and some other looks. You know, we think there's a lot more we can do there to exploit that vein of innovation. You know, we're proceeding with that. So it's been, you know, it's been a great success story for us, you know, in 2009.
Well, I got to hand it to you. It's a smart move with all the fear in the marketplace around imports, and, you know, especially now with the Lacey Act. It makes sense to give the consumer the look of an exotic with the domestic species.
Yes, and I think you've seen a general decline in the market of exotics all across the board, and I'm not sure how much of that is a response to the Lacey Act. I know some of it is, and some of it is, I think, just maybe some cooling off of those types of looks and products with the consumer.
Well, some of it might be, too. I think the consumer wants our economy, the U.S. economy, to recover before anybody else's, and so there's a little bit of a move toward made in the USA, I believe.
Yeah, we see that as well. We have dealers asking us for something that clearly points out that our products are made in America, and so we have come up with labels that we've gone back to our displays and samples to retrofit to say that, and you know, they've been very well received.
Okay. Don, one last question before we run out of time. I interviewed Neil Poland, the head of Mullican Hardwood, and he was telling me that as the economy starts to recover, he fears that there's going to be a limited supply of raw materials, and that therefore we might see a spike in the price of lumber that we use to make flooring. Do you agree with that?
Well, I certainly agree with that on the solid side. You know, the engineered side, our basic raw material is a log. And even though right now you have a lot of people who own tracts of timber saying, you know, it's just not a good time to sell, the prices are depressed. When the economy gets better, those prices will change and the logs will be available. The lumber is a little different story. And you have a lot of sawmills that have failed. I mean, they can't stay in business with the current mix. And a lot of that has to do with the higher grades of lumber, which previously went to the furniture industry and millwork companies, architectural millwork, which took the highest grade.
Right.
Those companies are now offshore. So if a sawmill is going to set up and saw the logs off a track of timber, their flooring has become one of the biggest users of that material. But you kind of have to take the whole run because they don't have an opportunity to sell the high grade to somebody else. So a lot of sawmills have had to close down because the economics don't work the way they used to. So I agree with Neil that when the economy comes back, there is going to be a shortage of raw materials on the solid side. So to some extent, there's going to be a lag because people have adjusted their business to the current sales level, so they've got less inventory. On the solid side, you have to set lumber out on the yard to dry, air dry. In some cases, you know, that's 90, 120 days. That is going to take some time to build that back up once the business comes back. That, I think, is more of a temporary thing. The problem with the mix and the sawmills, that's a longer-term problem, and I do think it's going to be, you know, a little difficult in the future to get enough material to supply everybody if it comes back, you know, with any kind of robustness at all.
So it may not be as big issue for Anderson because well over 50% of your business is engineered, right?
Yeah, at Anderson, it's you know, it's closer to probably the high 80s, something like that.
Right.
Even though with the addition of Digcraft to the mix of companies that we have available to us, we're optimistic that solids will become a bigger part of our mix in the future.
Yeah. Okay, Don, it's great to talk to you. Appreciate you spending time with our listeners. Been talking to Don Finkel, who's president of Anderson Hardwood, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.